Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. In the last video, I talked about, about just understanding if you're in a season where you have to just stay the course on what God is calling you to do, or if there are some things that you need to change foundationally within your business in order for you to reach your goals. So we talked about a little bit about what it looks like when you just need to relax. But today I do want to talk about how to know, though, if you do need to rebrand or fix some things in the foundation of your business. I mentioned it in another video, but if your company is like up and down like this, something is broken in the foundation that is not, the system is broken to where it's not allowing you to be on a clear trajectory upward. And because there are trends, right? So there might be dips and, you know, then it goes back up and it dips and it goes back up, but you want to have a trend upward. But when there's like peaks and valleys, just like steep and low, something is wrong. So first, let's talk about the difference between a rebranding and a refining. A rebrand is when you start fresh, toss it out, and you start fresh building that brand from ground zero. A refining is taking what's already there and just making changes to it. So getting rid of this, making this color more prominent than the other, changing the tone from this to that, whatever that may be, it's just refining what's already there and allowing what's there to be the foundation and just tweaking it a bit. Rebranding is we tossing the joint out and we starting from zero. So the first place to start to kind of figure out how to identify the cracks in the foundation is do a SWOT analysis. I love it. I love SWOT analysis because they're not that deep. It's simple. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. That's it. And you sit there and you list out all the strengths. You list out all the weaknesses. You list out the opportunities that are present that you haven't been capitalizing on. And then the threats. What's going to prevent you from the opportunities, seeing out the opportunities that you listed out? It's a very, very simple exercise. But what it does is it forces you to be objective or subjective about your business and look at the details of it, or about your brand or your marketing, whichever area that you're looking at. And it just allows you to just really look at the details and list those things out. Something that I like to do in addition to a SWOT analysis is also do a competitor analysis. What's out there?
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding somebody willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move our business forward. If I wanted candidates who match what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored job posts directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs, because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Y'all know I have a lot on my plate, and if I needed to hire an assistant, Indeed is exactly where I will go. And I will go and be very specific. I need someone who is tech savvy, who knows how to assist someone who has multiple brands, somebody who was forward thinking, a problem solver, and who has done this for at least 5 years. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes from people who don't understand the ins and outs of an online business with moving parts. That's what makes the difference. You get people who actually are what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job to the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. You guys have heard me talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they recommend it to friends and family. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, and boost energy and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results so that you can feel like yourself again. Y'all know I have a lot going on, and sometimes that includes digestive issues and brain fog. So I'm really excited to try this prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code BLESSED for 15% off today.
So with my podcasters, I always look at what other podcasts are out there that are similar to this show's subject matter. I look at the comments, I go to the social media pages, I see if it's a YouTube channel, I look at the reviews, I look at the comments on social media. What are the current listeners or people who are in this target audience that we share? Where are the gaps that this brand is leaving open that we can capitalize on? So maybe, let's say if you're going back to the business, moving from podcasters to businesses, let's say you sell skincare products and you identify a competitor of yours who also sells skincare products. And you go into the social media comments and you see people are like, oh my gosh, I love the product. I just hate that processing time is 3 weeks, it's taking too long. Your competitive advantage is you figure out a way to cut processing time. So a lot of times audiences will tell you exactly what they need and what the gaps are. And by doing a competitive analysis in addition to the SWOT analysis, that's going to give you a lot of valuable information that can help you make adjustments to the foundations of your business or your brand to be able to see that trend upward that you want to see. Now, if you've done these things and you've decided that, okay, I need to make some changes in my business foundation, I need to change my offerings, I need to change my pricing or any of those things, then go back to your business plan or your marketing plan and make those necessary adjustments. If you find, okay, there's a branding disconnect, so let me throw the branding out because there's something of as far as how I'm presenting myself to my consumer that's not clicking. So let me go back to the drawing board with that. Here's some things to ask yourself to see if that's the way that you should go. First, if it's hard for you to stand out in your industry. If you are in an oversaturated industry, let's say if you're using the skincare products, for example, if there are a ton of natural skincare lines, you may need to rebrand in order to stand out. If you're a coach, you may need to change your messaging to be more specific about who you work with or solve a specific problem or do something so that you something different so that you can stand out in your industry. Another big indicator that a rebrand might be the right route to go is if your target audience has changed. And so I know for me personally, we didn't do a rebrand when it comes to the Tatum Tamia brand, but it was more so of an introduction, a reintroduction of myself. Because up until this point, I haven't really prioritized my brand under my name. I was more so just the person who ran Anchor Media or who was the voice behind Blessed and Bossed Up, but I didn't present myself aside from those things in any type of way. And so a lot of the things that I want to do, talking about the executive life, my book, all of these things, I'm now going to have to create a distinct brand to introduce myself and my message to my audience. And so it wasn't a priority to do that before because the target audiences were the same. But my target audience now for this brand is different than the audience for Anchor Media. It's different than the audience for Blessed and Bossed Up. So now we needed to create a brand to where I'm appealing to the women that I want to appeal to. So the women who wear multiple hats, women who have experienced success in their careers or in business, and they're just trying to create that harmony within their lives, women of faith who don't want to settle, who want to have the family life, want to have the business. They've grown, mature. They just need to find the system that works for them. That's who I'm talking about, or that's who I'm talking to. And that's not necessarily who we talk to or who we've been talking to with the other two brands. There may be overlap, but we weren't explicitly talking to this particular audience. And so that was an indicator for us. Let's create this brand, be clear, and introduce it so that we're able to reach the people that we want to reach in this space. Your brand expanding is another indicator that you may need a rebrand. So if you primarily have operated, let's say, in the US, and now you want to appeal to a global audience, you may need to rebrand. If you're someone who has traditionally in your business spoken to women, and now you want to include both men and women, that's definitely a reason to rebrand, because you may need to take out some of the pink, some of the gender specific language, and really just make it known that this is for both sexes and not just one. And lastly, if your branding is just outdated, if you're still using, when I was in college, we did Microsoft Publisher when doing graphics and things like that. And those look horrible now compared to like Canva and the Adobes and all of that. Like, Microsoft Publisher looks trash compared to that. But you couldn't tell me nothing when it came to the little graphics and all of those things on those platforms. But if it's just outdated, then you can, that's an indicator for a rebrand. Or if your language is, especially now, you have to be very careful with what you say in these online streets. And so if your brand was created at a time where something wasn't offensive and now it is, you probably need a rebrand to show yourself to be a little bit more inclusive. So those are some indicators that you can take heed to and just think about as it relates to if a rebrand is specifically what you need to do. But overall, if your business is very chaotic, something is cracked in the system. And so I suggest checking out my course. It's all about strategic planning for new business owners. You can go to blessedandbossedup.com/courses to get access to that. And again, make sure you guys like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.